Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The county commissioner in Otero County, New Mexico, has declared a state of emergency over the border crisis and influx of illegal aliens. County officials also recently proposed a resolution to block illegal aliens from being sent to the area and are giving the governor 1 week to take emergency action or face a lawsuit. The governor also ordered the state's National Guard troops to withdraw from the border, disputing the fact that there's even a crisis on the southern border. Coy Griffin is the chairman of the county commission. He was asked on Fox News, why were these troops withdrawn from the New Mexico border?
You know, it was at the very beginning of her term back in on January 11th, I believe. She went down to one of the most secured areas of our border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and had a political grandstand there. She said there's no crisis on our southern border. Everything's fine here. And shortly after that, she retracted about over 100,000 National Guard troops that were positioned along our border to secure our border. And since she made that statement, she has yet to acknowledge that there definitely is a crisis. I mean, it's coming from every front. Everybody around her is saying, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, and our governor is still yet to say there is a fire on our border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1982 when the Weather Channel makes its debut. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
she would have been 2, and this one, obviously, would have been 4.
Would have been 4. Do they go
right there?
Right there, past. See, I think I was going. I was going 2-5, not past 5.
Yeah, like right there. And that, I don't know. I call it like the gray
yeah.
area.
Okay. Okay.
If you wear the headphones, mm-hmm. like I can hear already that this mic is on, just because
this mic here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But uh-huh. you can check your mics.
Okay.
Ahead of time.
Okay.
So you don't have to wear these during the show.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a good way to check. When I put 2 up, again, I hear that 4 up, it's lower, but you can hear, like, when you go. So that's what she's doing.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear
yeah,
it, right?
Right. So I don't know what we...
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. This one, when I'm mic 4, you can hear me talking, right,
yeah,
in your headset?
It's
less than yours was.
Okay.
No, but 4 is right. You're in the right...
Should we put it up higher than 4?
I don't know how loud you want it to be in your headphones. Like, when I was listening, 4 sounded okay. Like... This one is super loud.
So, if you were to wear the headphones and all of a sudden you're not hearing her talk,
you could kick her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
How do we change the video camera so that I'm not even on?
Yeah.
That's another thing that I wanted to know just how to do. So
well, let me look at this, because somebody was asking
we
me.
We did supposed to see how long this cord is. It doesn't look very long.
That's what I was trying to tell them. Like,
we did a split screen last time. So I was here, Rocky was here, and Peg was there. I look big, which is fine. I was
okay.
But Peg looked tiny.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about with another host, actually, is like, how can we work with our cameras? Let me see if I can see where this is.
So if Amanda could be doing the tech stuff and not, she doesn't want to be on camera.
Maybe
if
your
guest
lost.
Yeah, hello.
Let me
I started to panic a minute.
Okay.
So she's helping. And Michelle's just fixing our cameras. Because last week, Peg was like lost over. She was tiny, 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 and then we were very large. So I'm trying to fix that. How are you?
I'm tired.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm
good. I brought you water.
Thank you.
That, what do you think? I mean, there's like a mess on the table, but I don't know what to do about that. You know, this is so better.
I would be you, right?
You would be me.
No, Amanda would be you, because Amanda's going to work the appointment.
Oh, where are you going to sit?
Right here, where Rocky was last week.
Oh, so you're doing the board.
I'm just doing all the commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, whatever. Wherever you want me.
If you want to run it,
why don't you run all the commercials, and then you just make sure that all the sound is good and stuff like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay.
can move this. So if you sit here, you can be off screen.
I'll just elbow you or kick you if something is going on.
Okay. See, because the thing is, we're interviewing, we're watching the time there, we're checking the buttons, we're listening to make sure that the sound is right. It's just like, it's a lot at once when you...
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using,
you know, when
that beautiful
talking,
word God,
the
and they're using the word God again.
Yeah. Right now, but you know, you can monitor your levels. So once you get up too high, it's too high.
Oh, say. Okay.
And so you want to, even that is too high. You want to be in that 12 to 8, right there,
okay,
where that yellow line was.
Okay.
But
okay,
right in there, that's a good level. Remember last week I was sitting in your show and I reached over and I like raised the volume up because your guest was like down here.
Okay.
And you know that it's way too low. So that's like a level meter. If you're not wearing these,
okay,
you can tell.
Okay.
But I just say to people, just check your levels.
Yeah.
And they're not hiding from it. And they're not being told to take it down. And they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed, or in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
Stephen Moore has withdrawn from being considered as a nominee to the Fed Reserve Board, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while, or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our Neighborhood Barbecue Fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Attorney General Bill Barr was a no-show at a House committee he was supposed to be testifying at. Republican Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia says Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler is the reason that Barr did not show.
My chairman, by insisting on an unprecedented act, 206 years of this committee have never had staff ask questions in that type of hearing. The only time they've ever asked questions was in impeachment hearings.
The popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The CDC says in a new report they've seen a surge in emergency room visits for fractures, dislocations, and head trauma ever since electric scooters became widespread. The report says head injuries topped the list of the accidents involving the little vehicles, and the study determined that many e-scooter injuries could be prevented if riders were to wear helmets and also stay out of the way of actual large motor vehicles.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The county commissioner in Otero County, New Mexico, has declared a state of emergency over the border crisis and influx of illegal aliens. County officials also recently proposed a resolution to block illegal aliens from being sent to the area and are giving the governor 1 week to take emergency action or face a lawsuit. The governor also ordered the state's National Guard troops to withdraw from the border, disputing the fact that there's even a crisis on the southern border. Coy Griffin is the chairman of the county commission. He was asked on Fox News, why were these troops withdrawn from the New Mexico border?
You know, it was at the very beginning of her term back in on January 11th, I believe. She went down to one of the most secured areas of our border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and had a political grandstand there. She said there's no crisis on our southern border. Everything's fine here. And shortly after that, she retracted about over 100,000 National Guard troops that were positioned along our border to secure our border. And since she made that statement, she has yet to acknowledge that there definitely is a crisis. I mean, it's coming from every front. Everybody around her is saying, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. And our governor is still yet to say there is a fire on our border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1982 when the Weather Channel makes its debut. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Stephen Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
The ringleader of a failed Al-Qaeda plot to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 is a free man. Najibullah Zazi faced life in prison for plotting a suicide bomb attack in the New York City subway, timed to coincide with the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. On Thursday, prosecutors said his substantial cooperation with the U.S. government to locate other Al-Qaeda operatives should warrant time served, and the judge agreed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Welcome to our show, Sharing the Hope, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio. My name is Christine Unoso, and I'm a Family Support Coordinator at Prevention Resources. Prevention Resources is a nonprofit organization based in Flemington, and we've been there since 1971. Prevention Resources is dedicated to the prevention of substance use disorders, treatment through education, training, intervention, community awareness, referral services, and counseling. So I work there as a family support at the Family Support Center, which provides support to anyone in Hunterdon, Somerset, or Mercer counties who has a loved one with a substance use disorder. Myself and my colleagues meet with families on a one-on-one basis, on the phone, we meet via email, text, or through group family meetings. Families who are struggling with loved ones that have a substance abuse disorder often have different needs and often need different levels of support. So we try to accommodate the individuals and meet them on their journey. So all of our services are free. And our new radio show, Sharing the Hope, will be broadcasted every week on Thursdays from 5 to 6. And we stream live on Facebook, and the shows will be posted so you can listen at your convenience. Follow our Facebook page called Sharing the Hope. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future guests and topics. So today I'm very pleased and excited to have Morgan Thompson as our guest. Morgan is the CEO of Prevention Links in Union and the co-chair of the New Jersey Coalition for Addiction Recovery Support. She has so many great programs that she's going to share with us today. So let's take a quick listen to our sponsors and then we can come back and hear from Morgan.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is